Let's go next to Sterling in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sterling, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Back when I was in college, it was back in the early 2000s. We were in audio class and we were exploring alternative methods of different kind of audio techniques. And one of the things was EVP that we were looking into. And we went out to the RLDS Temple that's in Independence, Missouri. And the Battle of Westport took place there. I didn't know much about it. I just knew that there had been a battle that had taken place. Part of it was there.
Right.
And with EVP recordings. The two questions that really stood out were, we asked what the day was. We asked what day is it, and can you see anything? And we got responses to both of those questions, and kind of nothing else to all the other questions.
Was it pretty clear, Sterling?
Oh,
I mean, could you hear them loud and clear, or was it one of those?
Oh no, these were somebody was standing next to us, like whispering these things to us, and whispering is part of the key to it. The first one, when we asked, "Can you see anything?" you got a whisper that took a little bit to listen to, and then it sounded like they were saying, somebody in like kind of a breathy whisper saying, "I think there's 1,000 men." That's one that's pretty important. The second one, I couldn't understand what he was saying to save my life. And so fast forward 3 months later, I take it into class, and afterwards I looked through it and said, "Hey, I've got these segments, and here are the questions, here's the responses." And everybody kind of agreed, "Yeah, I think it's 1,000 men." It's about the right response that everybody kind of agreed on. And the second one, I played him, "I'm not sure what this says," and we played it a couple of times, and somebody in the class said, "Sounds like he's saying 1864. Well, I went back and did research on it, and sure enough, the Battle of Westport took place on October 23rd, 1864.
Wow.
And from where we were standing, in the exact position, and this is completely by coincidence, where we were standing, over the hill, there was a Union encampment that was vast. It was the advancing army that was going to push forward and push General Price back into Westport and eventually take Kansas City for the Union.
That's a great story.
It's absolutely incredible.
I love it. All right. Thanks for sharing that with us, Sterling. Let's go to Minneapolis. Gary, you're out there. I guess you're listening to our new affiliate out there, Gary.
Yes, sir, I am. I am so glad that you're on K-Talk now. Just a couple hours before you came on, I was saying to my buddy on the phone, "Boy, it sure be nice if they were on, K-Fan." He said, "Well, yeah, who's on?" I said, "Sean Hannity." He says, "Oh, not going to happen." Huh? You came on that night. Oh, that was so cool. Anyway,
here we are, 100.3. It's a great FM station in Minneapolis.
I get it from Minneapolis down to Iowa, out to Menominee, up to St. Cloud. I drive truck local, and so I'm digging through channels trying to find you half the time, and it's frustrating, you know. So I'm again so happy. So, anyways, George.
Yeah.
George Gill. Yes. I set up my teepee up in central Minnesota. On a spot my buddy used to have a trailer house while he was building his log cabin.
Okay.
So I was up there camping across the creek from my buddy's cabin, and he's in his cabin, and I'm in my teepee, and I'm sitting there. I don't know. It must have been around midnight one or something. I'm sitting on my cot in my teepee, poking the fire. And, you know, it's like, you know how you – well, I turned my head a certain way, and I could hear something, and it sounded like a woman, like she was humming. Kind of like when a mom, you know, does a lullaby, but she hums it to her baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And it made my hair stand on end. But when I turned my head a little bit, I couldn't hear it anymore. So I turned my head to that position, and I could tune in, and I could hear it. I thought it was my buddy's wife out there playing tricks on me. So I go out there with a flashlight, and I'm looking around. Nothing. You can't. I mean, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and tall grass. That's all you could see. I'm spotting my flashlight. I'm thinking maybe, well, no, it wasn't her. So I go back in there, and this went on for hours. Finally got to the point where I reached under my cot, and I said, "Okay, it's time for some of this." And I took a couple chugs and pulled the blanket over my head and fell asleep. Well, next morning, Jerry comes in, and he kicks the teepee door open, and he comes in, and I sat up. He goes, "Time for breakfast." And I sat up and I said, Jerry, I heard a spirit last night." He goes, "Oh, really?" I went, "Yeah." He says, "Well, breakfast will be done in about 10 minutes. Should be there." I'm like, "Okay." Got up, went, sat at his table. I didn't say nothing. Just sat there waiting for him because I wanted to tell him the story. So he says, "Oh, so you heard spirits last night, huh? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, and he told me that when they had their trailer house on that spot, they heard things too. And then he told me a story. He said, yeah. He said, after a while, we just kind of got curious about it. And then they went up to a local reservation, and Jerry went around looking for, he was asking people up there, is there a medicine man here? And finally, somebody, he found a guy, real tall guy with white, long white hair, brought him back to the spot. And he did his, shook his rattle and did his, hey, and just made smoke and did like a prayer or something, you know. And then the old man told him, he says, yeah, there was a woman here and her child, and they perished in the Hinckley fire.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then we walked around the place, and Jerry showed me the different spots. We could see the shallow well and remnants of the cabin. Oh, it's like, huh, wow.
And I bet, Gary, she hummed a little lullaby to make the kid go to sleep in her day.
Oh, I imagine. It must have been horrible.
Unbelievable. Great story. Thanks, Gary. Be well.